You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott, and today we're talking about evidence. A law enforcement tool designed to combat gun violence has found a new use as a high-tech evidence collector. That sounds good, right? But there is a chance it's monitoring you right now without you knowing it. Reporter Andrew Stelzer looks into ShotSpotter and the fine line between public good and privacy violations.
It's 10:49 p.m. in a large Midwestern city. Suddenly, shots ring out. That was 32 rounds, recorded by microphones mounted on telephone poles or tall buildings somewhere within a mile of the shooting. They were recorded by an array of microphones installed throughout the city by the tech company ShotSpotter, who provided us with the recording, but only on the condition we not say where it was made. But some of the first people that heard them, other than the residents of the city, were ShotSpotter employees 2,000 miles away in an office building in Newark, California.
So we're in the Incident Review Center, where all the incoming alerts come in and have the final classification process done by our reviewers here. They're looking at, listening to, and analyzing these events and making the final determination if it's a gunshot or not.
ShotSpotter CEO Ralph Clark says this Tuesday morning isn't the busiest time for gunfire on the urban streets, but there are still a handful of people here at ShotSpotter's headquarters evaluating audio of potential gunfire incidents in more than 90 cities around the globe, from Oakland to Camden to Cape Town, South Africa.
So you heard that little kind of pop-up sound, the little bingo kind of a sound. That's what alerts us to an incoming event. And then they'll pull it up, again, look at it, listen to it very quickly, and make the final determination if it's a gunshot or not before pushing the alert out to the agency. It doesn't take a long time.
Usually less than 45 seconds, says Clark. ShotSpotter's microphones judge the sound to be gunfire. Then a human here decides what type of gun it was and how many shooters and sends out an alert that goes to every single law enforcement agent in that local city.
This is what the notification will pop up on your computer. It pops up on our desktop, pops up on your smart device.
Here in the Oakland Police Department's homicide room, Captain Ursi Joyner is reviewing a ShotSpotter alert.
So you can see right here, 9th and Willow, the gunshots here. Remember I told you it's going to be a red dot. If you see an M in there, that stands for multiple gunfire. Then you can also click on and actually hear the audio.
Joyner says the info helps them decide how many patrol cars to send to the scene.
There are 20 rounds, possible a high-capacity weapon, possibly multiple shooters. Where else are you going to get intel like that in real time?
A ringing endorsement, for sure. But ShotSpotter's effectiveness in fighting crime is debatable. While New York City recently signed up, other cities like Charlotte have dropped their contracts. Because while it's nice knowing where guns are being fired, it hasn't helped them actually make many arrests or led to convictions. And then there's the issue of privacy.
You have this system of microphones around your city.
Brian Hofer is one of hundreds of concerned locals in the city of Oakland who say the technology goes too far.
And maybe today it's not quite picking up everything that it could. But it's only, you know, a little code tweak away from doing that, that you would have a system of microphones everywhere.
The microphones, they look kind of like flat, square satellite dishes, are pretty much everywhere in this city of 500,000 just across the Bay Bridge from wealthy San Francisco. Captain Joyner estimates that more than 75% of the city of Oakland is being monitored. ShotSpotter CEO Ralph Clark says they use about 20 sensors per square mile, sometimes more if there are a lot of hills or tall buildings. And although the company's headquarters, and thus the police, only receive an audio file with a few seconds of buffer before and after the gunshots, the full recordings do exist. Clark says the tape records over itself about every 72 hours.
I think it's not unfair to call it a surveillance technology because that is what it is. It is a surveillance technology, but it's a very narrow surveillance technology.
Clark says the microphones are only listening for gunshots. But there have been a few cases where someone's voice was picked up by ShotSpotter's mics. Oakland officer Omega Crum, yes, that's his real name, is responsible for much of the department's technology. He says an incident in which an officer from the neighboring city of Fremont came to Oakland to serve a warrant was a case study in how valuable that recording can be.
They get out to make the arrest, and the suspect shoots the Fremont officer. Shots fired. The suspect said when he went to court that he didn't know it was the police. They never said it. ShotSpotter was able to come in and pull that sensor, and you can hear them clearly saying, you know, freeze police. And then you hear the suspect shoot. So that was a key one. That was a big one for us.
And in another case in 2007, a shooting victim shouted out the street name of the person who just shot him. And that recording was used in court to convict the killer of second-degree murder.
Are they maybe this terribly evil thing right now? No, probably not. Could they be? Sure, just reprogram your software.
Technology watchdog Brian Hofer is now chair of the Oakland Privacy Advisory Commission, working with the city government to create a privacy policy for ShotSpotter.
And that's why we need to have a say in the matter and write the policy and audit it. Because otherwise, we have this privately owned system of microphones all around our city.
But as municipalities move at their bureaucratic pace, the ShotSpotter company is expanding. Their hot new market? High school and college campuses. For The Pulse, I'm Andrew Stelzer.